everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of the Moon Talks podcast, episode number 9. I'm your wonderful host, King Matt. I am here recording at Meticulous Studios. Shout out to my city. Shout out to everybody who's at work, who's working from home. All the kids who are at school, daycare, university, college, or if you're already enjoying the summer and you're already started your vacation. Summer's going to be wild here in Montreal, as we know. We've been locked up. We've been jailed, practically. But we are now free. Mass, obviously, coming to an end, or I've come to an end. I'm really not sure, because you've got to wear it some places still. But just grateful and happy to be alive, to be healthy, strength, wisdom, opportunity to record this wonderful pod and connect with all of my fans and all my supporters and just everybody. You know, I love you guys. We have a lot to get into this week. As you know, we are getting near and near to the Eastern Conference finals in hockey and the finals in the NBA. 4 teams left in the NBA, 8 teams left in the NHL. Should be very interesting down the wire. The Colorado Avalanche, who are a machine and who a lot of people have picked to win the Stanley Cup this year, they got off to a wonderful start against St. Louis Blues, winning 3-2 in overtime in Game 1. The Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Florida Panthers and won a beautiful setup by Nikita Kucherov to Corey Perry. They beat Florida 4-1 in Game 1. Last night, the Rangers were up 1-0 after 2, and Carolina just stormed back and won 2-1 in overtime. They take a 1-0 series lead there. And also in a wild, wild game, which kind of looked like a baseball score, more than a hockey score, but I guess goaltending didn't matter last night. Calgary Flames won Game 1, defeating Edmonton 9-6. Crazy, crazy score, crazy game. I didn't get to watch it, but I watched some highlights. So shout out to all those teams for taking 1-0 series leads. I haven't really paid attention too much to the NHL this year, as you know. The Canadiens stunk up the joint. Last year... We almost won a cup, and this year we got the first overall pick, which is good, you know, which is good. We're going to get a good player, hopefully. We make it a right draft pick, and looking forward to that, actually. In the NBA, the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks. Interesting matchups. Two great defensive teams in Boston and Miami. Two very well-coached teams. Obviously, Eric Spoelstra with championship pedigree. But Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy Butler, is just something different. And he's just something special. The way he performed in that game one, just taking over the game on both ends of the court, both ends of the floor, was just impeccable. And a lot of these young guys could learn a lesson from Jimmy Butler. Making his free throws, defensive intensity, hitting big shots, getting to the line, not just settling for jump shots, even though he was feeling it. But yeah, just the all-around game. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they had off games. They picked it up a little bit in the second half, in the fourth quarter, but they had off games. They'll be back. They're two young, great stars. So I'm not concerned about that. The Boston Celtics missing Al Horford and Marcus Smart. You really saw it, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But they'll be back and kicking, hopefully for Game 2. I haven't heard any injury updates on them, but hopefully for Game 2, they'll be back. So I'm really, really looking forward to what the NBA final matchup is going to be. I picked Boston and Golden State. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. But that is my pick for the NBA finals matchup. Speaking of Golden State, they kicked off their playoff series against the Dallas Mavericks last night and got off to a winning start, defeating the Dallas Mavericks. I can't remember the score. I think it was 112-87. Luka Doncic had a iffy game. A lot of people had an iffy game. I mean, Steph Curry only had 21 points as the leading scorer. Klay Thompson was struggling from three. Picked it up with his jump shot. Andrew Wiggins got off to a hot start, but he cooled down. So, I mean, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty, but the one thing I always say is championship teams find a way to win. I've always said it about Golden State. When they need to pick up that defensive intensity, they always do. And championship teams with championship DNA, no matter what obstacles you throw at them, always find a way to win. You go through adversity. You go through people telling you you can't do it. saying that, you know, you need another guy, or saying that you don't have enough size, or you're missing another star. If you believe in yourself, you could do it. Look at the Dallas Mavericks. Who expected them to go into Phoenix in game 7 and destroy Phoenix the way they did? They were up 40 at one point. It was horrible to watch. Luka Doncic was hitting everything. So, I mean, and playoff basketball, we know how this goes. The New York Rangers were down 3-1 to the Pittsburgh Penguins in the first round. They came back. The Crosby injury changed the whole series, but injuries are a part of the game. And that's just what it is. I want to give a couple shout-outs here before I get to my next topic. A good friend of mine, Nicola, who I call the coffee guru of Montreal. Well, one of the many coffee gurus of Montreal. He's opening up an express bar. It's called Express Bar 1720. It's going to be located at 5400 Queen Mary Road in Hampstead, Montreal. Now, for all those who don't know, obviously my Italian contingency does know, 1720 is the year of the birth of the first coffee in Italy and the entire world. Okay? 1720. First Italian coffee in the entire world in Italy. So that's something for the history lesson in case you didn't know. It will not be a standard coffee shop. In fact, there's going to be 22 different coffee beans. And it's going to be customer-supported espresso. You'll be able to taste the coffee you want. And you'll actually be able to create your own coffee blend. Which is kind of interesting. It's not like your standard coffee place where you just walk in, yeah, I'll have a French vanilla, yeah, I'll have a cappuccino. You're actually going to have the option and the ability to taste your own coffee. So I think that's really cool. That's a really interesting idea, creative idea that he came up with, which I think is going to draw a lot of customers in and a lot of interest in, of course. Besides the basic coffee products, there's going to be some new coffee trend products as well. If you would like to become a bartender, or as they say, a barista, as the Italians would say, you're trained in a professional way to give the best service to the customers, to know about you, you know, get to know about the different products, so on and so forth. You'll get a free course, free of charge. You're going to get a cafeteria course. You're going to get a course about the method of service, a basic course on latte, basic course of espresso tasting and whatnot. And yeah, so this is a really, really great and interesting project that Nicola has done. So once again, the address will be 5400. By the way, just to let you guys know, it is not open yet. It will be open in the last week of August or the first week of September. But they are if you want more information, you can contact Nicola. I will have more information on next week's episode, actually, with some contact numbers and some websites, etc. But I'm just giving you guys a little bit of the background. So it will be located at 5400 Queen Mary Road in Hampstead. And it's called Espresso Bar 1720. I will have more information about the course and all those preparations on the next episode of the podcast next week. So I just wanted to give you guys a little background of it. And also just a reminder, Nicola also is the creator of another coffee brand called Antica Cafe. He's got about 10 or 15 different kinds. The only ones that I've tried are Napoli and Venezia. Very, very good coffee. The sizes ranges from 500 grams to a kilo. You can visit antica.ca or caf.ca for more information, and there's prices and everything there. So you can go check that out as well. They've got really great coffee, and this coffee shop obviously that is opening up is great. Another great stepping stone for him and his coffee guru entrepreneurship. So congratulations to Nicola, and obviously I'll be continuing to support and promote the coffee shop. I also want to give another shout out to my good friend Jeremy Bejean. who, as you know, or if you don't know, has a roofing company. It's called Gestion JP Construction Inc. If you want a quota for the best roofing, renovation, construction, whatever you need done to your roof, be sure to contact my good friend Jeremy Bijing. I don't have a card with me at the moment, but you can search the webpage. He's also on Facebook. Instagram will be coming soon, so you can go check that out. I will have more information and contact information on the next episode for that. But yes, Jeremy Bijing, JP, Gestion JP Construction Inc. I also want to give a big shout out to, well, one thing that I've learned, life is really short and you have to give people their flowers while they're still here. As you know, creating this podcast took a few helping hands in a few different ways, a few different avenues. So I just wanted to shout this out. I wanted to shout out Claudio Cala. He was the, as you know, I wanted to create the Moon Talks podcast, right? So the moon itself, I wasn't sure how I wanted it. The idea came to me while I was just staring at a full moon, actually, which is, you know, sounds kind of lame, but that's true. So I wasn't sure if I wanted a dark moon, a light moon, a full moon, a three-quarter moon. So I gave him the idea, like two ideas that I wanted, and he drew me these insane pictures, like insane drawings, that I picked one, and that is basically the background moon for the podcast logo. Obviously, Gremlin, who is the artistic designer behind the moon and the music and the mental health logos and stuff like that. Big shout out to Gremlin. You can follow him on Facebook and IG, Gremlin Graphics. But Claudio Cala, his drawing is what led to the foundation for the rest to fall into place. So I want to give a big shout out to Claudio Cala for that. If you're listening, Claudio, it was really, 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 really appreciated. I never really gave you your proper shout out and your proper respect for that, because I really appreciated it. And obviously, we ended up using one of your drawings and one of the moons. So best believe that when the sponsors start coming in and when the bags start coming in, you're getting broken off on something. So Claudio, if you're listening, shout out to you. And thank you very much again for drawing the moon and basically being a part of the startup, the buildup to creating the logo and everything else. So big shout out to Claudio Cala and Gremlin, obviously the artistic designer who filled everything in very nicely, which gave us the logo name. So, Montreal, this is a big summer, as you know. We'll be free of masks, free of all these lockdown restrictions and all this. Finally, we're getting back to normal life. The traveling is insane. The airport is busy literally every day. People are traveling left, right, and center. And this summer, a lot of different parties, the Metro Festival, a lot of different artists are coming. Jazz Fest, fully loaded. We got the Just for Last, fully loaded. Kevin Hart coming once again, fully loaded. So it's going to be big this summer in the city. A lot of different rap shows, especially, that are coming. A lot of different artists. 514 Online Mix have a lot going on and are partnering with a lot of different people as well. I also want to apologize for technical filming difficulties that we had on this episode. As you know, last week I had mentioned it was going to be my last audio episode, and that was going to be the plan, but we just had a little bit of technical filming difficulties, as you know, with our new equipment. Not new equipment, but with our equipment set up here. So next week we will be filming episode 10 of the Moon Talks podcast. So I just wanted to apologize to all the listeners and all the fans out there who just had a little bit of a technical glitch, and I did not want to delay. One thing that you guys are going to realize is that I'm not delaying anything. You know, I was thinking about, oh, you know, if I'm not going to film, I don't want to look lame, you know, for telling everybody that. No. We're consistent. We're here to stay. And I was not going to go without recording this week's episode. That's for sure. I had to give the people what they wanted. So next week we will be filming episode 10 here at Meticulous Studios. So I just wanted to apologize for the inconvenience, but we will be back next week with no technical issues of any kind. Absolutely none. That is my word and my promise to all of you. One thing I would like to get to. This is a very controversial topic. Bill 96. I don't know if Mr. Legault has lost his mind. I don't know what's happening. But this bill, if it gets passed, is going to be a horror show and a horror story for all of us. I have nothing against the French language. You want to know why? Because I consider myself fluently bilingual, okay? So I don't have anything against les Québécois. I really don't. I have Québécois friends. Any of them. So I'm not against, you know, French people having their rights or anything like that. That's not what this is about. What this is about is the way he's going about it. Let me just read to you a little bit. For those who don't know, and for those who just don't care or who are not following, this has the potential to impact a lot of people directly. So let me just go through, if Bill 96 is passed, these are the key points here. Doctors will be required to address all their patients in French. That's insane. Speaking French will be mandated in companies with more than 25 employees. The number of mandatory French CEGEP courses for Anglophone students will increase to 5. Wow. Limitations on the number of students accepted into English-speaking schools will be set. This is where it gets good. Fines of up to 30,000 and the revoking of the status of companies may be enacted if there are repeated incidents of employees communicating in other languages. Really? So I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm Spanish and I don't really speak French too well. And my wife calls me. Okay. Same situation. And she starts speaking Spanish and I respond to her in Spanish. Does that mean I get a $30,000 fine? Does that mean that I'm going to be, because it says here, if there are repeated incidents. So does that mean that that situation will be written down as an incident? Is this where society is going here in Quebec? Documents submitted to local government agencies to obtain permits, subsidies, or financial assistance must be written exclusively in French. The government will have the right to seize one's work phone to verify that they are communicating in French. Now, this is where they lost me. This is where they lost me. The government has the right to seize my work phone to verify that I'm communicating in French? Really? Listen, guys, like I said, we are in really, really, really trying times. We're in interesting times right now. This Bill 96 is going to impact all of us English speakers directly. Now, I consider myself Anglophone. That's what I am. I'm an Anglophone, and I'm proud to say that. But I'm also bilingual. I speak French when I need to speak French. I communicate. If you address me in French, I'm going to address you in French. If you address me in English, I'm going to address you in English. I'm not one of those people that, I'm Anglophone, and, you know, even though I am bilingual, I'm only going to speak English. Like, I speak English around my friends because I just prefer to speak English. English is my first language, after all. But this Bill 96, it's kind of it's almost like if we're being punished for being English. We're being punished. We're being crucified for being, for speaking English. For liking to speak English, for liking to communicate in English. The levels of wrong related to this goes beyond vocabulary. This is the problem. And the thing is, you know what's the scary part? He has a lot of support for this bill. And that's what makes it worse. Again, I don't have nothing against les Québécois. I have nothing against French people. I have, like I said, I went to a French high school. Like, it's not about that. It's about the fact that we're not trying to destroy you. We're not trying to destroy your language. We're not trying to take your language. We're not trying to take over your city. We're not trying to take over your province. None of that. But it just is what it is. It's not our fault that people like to speak English more than they like to speak French. It's not our fault that Montreal has become more English. That's not our fault. You know? Don't invoke something that you know is wrong. And this is dead wrong. This is you standing up, Monsieur Legault, you standing up there and saying that there's no systematic racism in Quebec. See, that was a joke. And that was funny. Because even though we know you're serious about what you're saying, it's funny because we're fully aware there is systematic racism. And the fact that you're so confidently denying it just makes it funny. It's not even a disappointment anymore. It's not even sad. If you follow politics, if you follow different governments, what do you expect? What are we expecting from people in power? People voted for Joe Biden because people didn't vote for Joe. I've mentioned this before. People didn't vote for Joe Biden because he was going to change America. They voted for him because he wasn't Donald Trump. That's what it is. And I continue to stand by that. And since Joe Biden's been in office, I don't really hear many Americans championing his name. This is another meticulous. I really don't. You know, he's getting praise now because he's helping Ukraine, sending weapons and money and stuff to Ukraine. He's getting praise for that, but I don't really recall a big celebration for Joe Biden's work so far in office. So we can't really expect too much from these guys. There's going to come a day where we got to learn our lesson. We really got to sit down and learn our lesson and realize that we got to make our own decision. You know, so this Bill 96, I'm completely against it. And like I posted, ELM, English Lives Matter too. Okay, English Lives Matter. And this is a blatant attack on us. And I really, really pray. I pray and ask God that this is not passed, because we can all live together. We can all prosper together. We don't have to be separated. Y'all tried that. You guys tried that. Didn't work out too well. So, I don't know. We can just hope and pray that it doesn't get passed at this point. And I don't know what else to say about this situation, but we just got to learn to not expect. Don't expect anything. Just don't expect anything from people in that kind of, in that. Because remember what an election is. Powerful people are paid to lie to a society they know they're going to screw. I'll just leave it at that. Guys, I'm really, really happy to be back podding. It means the world to me, the encouragement that I've gotten. the excitement around it, the fact that I know we had technical difficulties this week, but I'm going to be filming every week. And it's exciting. It's fun. I'm really looking forward to it. To all my potential sponsors out there, get ready. I'm going to be consistent every single week. You're going to hear me. You're going to see me. You're going to catch me. I will be starting to upload to YouTube as well, so you can catch me on YouTube as well. As you guys know, my IG was hacked about a month and a half ago or so. So I created a new IG. I'm going to have some new information and some new pages you can follow me on and all that very, very soon. As you know, you can listen to my podcast on Anchor, on Spotify, on Podcast, on Google Podcast. And I have some news. Reason reached out to me via email, and I will be joining the Reason podcast group. There's about 17,000 different podcast groups, so they reached out. They want the Moon Talks podcast a part of their group. So I'm very proud to announce that. Very happy. I got the email from them a few days ago. So I was very happy to read that. So God is good. Once again, special shout out to Meticulous, recording here in Meticulous Studios. Very special shout out to Gremlin, the artistic designer behind the Moon Talks. Big shout out to Claudio Cala, who is basically the drawer, the artistic. See, I got an artistic designer and an artistic drawer. That's crazy. That created that moon. That's insane. That's a beautiful thing. But yeah, shout out to Claudio. And yeah, shout out to all of you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. I know it's going to be raining, but this weather be changing. That's a bar right there. Montreal weather is crazy, honestly. First they say it's going to rain, then it's sun. Then they say it's going to be sun, then it rains. Can't keep track. So like literally every morning, you got to be checking your weather. But anyways, big shout out to my city. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you to all the listeners, all the supporters. Once again, my apologies for the filming glitch this week. We'll be back next week, episode 10. I love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend again. God bless. Peace and love. I will be once again sharing new information about the coffee shop as well, about Jay Beijing, the construction, the roofing construction. I'll have more information for you guys next week where you can contact them if you want to apply to be a bartender barista and if you need a roofing quota. Big shout out to everybody. Peace and love. This was the Moon Talks podcast, episode 9, episode 10. Next week, same time, same place. You know what it is. Love.